Welcome back to Matt Time. I am Daniel Tinch, and I'm joined, as always, by my good friend Zach Sayre. How are you doing tonight, Zach?
I'm doing outstanding, Coach. How are you doing tonight,
Sarah? I'm excited, man. This is our first solely high school podcast. Yes, we are doing Matt Time, 100% dedicated to the high school amateur wrestlers here in West Virginia. This is our regional previews, so buckle up. You'll get multiple episodes really fast this time, which is good. And we're going to start by addressing kind of the elephant in the room. The individual rankings came out with some new team polls.
They did.
So, get a good look at them yet?
I peeked over them this morning a little bit there at work. You know, some I agree with, some I don't. You know, I'm sure that's going to be the case for every single person that that takes a look at them. But, you know, in a year of uncertainty, a year of COVID, you know, it is what it is, especially right now. Now, post-regional rankings will be a little more accurate, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely.
The state tournament, of course. But, you know, like I said, for now, it is what it is.
So. I'm with you on that. Like, kudos to the coaches and Jenny from WB Mats. Kudos to them for working hard to get rankings out. But I'm with you. They're not going to be super accurate this year.
Yeah, not as much weight carriage what typically would be even in the initial rankings just because of all the factors at play, and, you know, lack of common opponents, lack of head-to-head.
Yeah, I mean, limited matches in general.
Yeah. So like I said, it's just kind of one of those things. It is what it is. And, you know, they're numbers. And, you know, as you're gonna see here in our previews, a lot of times the seeding for the regional tournaments don't
very
necessarily
different.
Reflect.
Yeah.
And in some cases, they're total opposite of the rankings. So,
right. Now, you peeked at them. I went full on, how nerdy can I get and look at it? Mm. So, here's what I found out diving into rankings. I was curious because we talked about this, I think, episode one.
Yeah.
As to which one is the toughest region. And based off of this year's rankings alone, you know, I didn't go back and look through the years. We're just kind of starting this year.
The base rankings.
Right. So, based off of individual rankings one, the hardest region to get out of is double A, single A, region one.
Yeah.
40 kids ranked in the top 8 from region 1. To keep with the double A, single A, region 2 would then be the second hardest with 29 kids. Region 4, 27 kids. And region 3, 16 kids ranked in that top 8. Triple A, there's a tie. Okay, there's a tie. I'm actually going to give them edge maybe to region 4 slightly. Because they had 11 kids in the top 2 versus 10 kids in the top 2 for region 1. But anyways,
top record.
Yeah, that's our just made up on the spot criteria. But they each had 37 kids ranked in the top 8 with region 2 20 and region 3 with 18. So, when you talk about the hardest ones to get out of, obviously it's the ones that have the most kids.
Yeah.
Ranked in the top 8.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So that's got but you know, region 4 on both sides top heavy.
Yeah.
With probably the state champs in Point Pleasant and Parkersburg South, respectively.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. That's just looking at numbers.
Yeah, strictly numbers, just everything on paper.
Yeah.
Region 1, double A, the toughest.
Toughest one to get out of. Yeah. 20 or 40 kids.
Yeah.
That's a bunch
Hard
of kids.
That's a lot of kids. Can't argue that.
40 kids ranked in 14.
That's the difference
there.
So.
Yeah. So let's just get right into it. We're going to start Region 1, double A, single A. As we just said, we feel like this is the toughest weight class to get out of.
Yeah.
To make it to Huntington, to get that top 4. Now, they posted their seeds. Not everybody has. You know, I for one, appreciate the gamesmanship, especially if you're one of those teams. Like, I've noticed a few kids made some bumps and moves.
Moved up and down.
Yeah. So, if I'm a
weight there.
So. Right. So, if I'm a region where that's happening, I want to keep my ace in my pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want everybody to know that we already made our move. But that's, you know, that's me. And, you know, they might be saying, hey, here I am.
Yeah.
Either stay with me or get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless, this is going to be a really, really good team race. If you just look on the seeds, just based off seeds, there's 3 teams within 3 points of each other, seeds alone, and that's just going 1 through 4. We're not counting any upsets. We're not counting anybody not performing. Oak Glen, Berkeley Springs, Fairmont Senior.
Yeah.
Those teams.
Going to be tight on there.
Oh, real tight. To me, it comes down to to that 4 through 6 and maybe even creeping into the 7 seed.
Yeah, seeing what they can pull off.
Right.
Pull the upsets off or, you know, the tough match. And you're, like I said, the seeding may not be truly accurate, so you're going to have some interesting matchups.
Exactly.
Maybe even early on that can decide the team race there.
You read my mind, because if they haven't seen each other head-to-head, mm-hmm. now you could have a kid seeded 3 that realistically is probably a 6. Mm-hmm. So he might not perform to seed, and conversely, that 6 seed might be number 2, could be number 1.
Yeah, you never know.
And maybe he just ran into some buzzsaws in his record that doesn't reflect how good he is. So, yeah, that's going to be a really, really interesting region as far as team race. You know, this is our preview show.
Yep.
I want you to get out of your comfort zone with me. We're going to step out. We kind of dodge this a lot. We're going to call every region. We're going to predict the champion of every region. I'll let you pick first between those. I think it's a 3-horse race, though. I do think for the team aspect, it's a 3-horse race, Oakland, Berkeley Springs, Fairmont Senior. Who you got?
Man, I think you asked me too quick.
I put
man.
You on the spot, man.
Oh,
you didn't know I was going to do this.
You didn't. I'm going to go kind of getting a quick peek here over everything. I'm going to go Berkeley Springs.
Ooh.
Maybe the
I like the pick.
Maybe the lesser pick there, but I'm taking Berkeley Springs here.
I'm going Old Faithful, baby.
Going Oak Glen?
I'm going Oak Glen. Yeah, I'm going Oak Glen. And you watch right now, since neither one of us picked them, Fairmont Senior is going to walk away with it. So, let's actually preview this bad boy. A lot of interesting matchups as far as what could happen.
Yeah, got to wrestle to see.
That's right. So we're kind of we're going to base this loosely off of those state rankings. And let's be honest, on a normal year, both of us are generally on the board saying, hey, they're just numbers beside names.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can be ranked as high as you want and be as low as you want. At the end of the day, you got to go wrestle.
Yeah.
So we're but, you know, for the sake of entertainment purposes, we have some rankings and looking at it. So let's start right out of the gate. Really good matchup with Davis and Carpenter, number 3 versus number 4 at 106. Yeah. Both those kids are good wrestlers. They are opposite of each other. So should they each wrestle to seed, we should see that in the finals.
Should see that in the final, yes, sir.
So I think that's an interesting matchup. Going down the line a little bit, we're not going to touch on every single one. 113 is ranked versus ranked, 4 versus 7 in Jones and Huffman. But I think 120 is interesting. Got Jones in there, Mikey Jones.
Yeah.
Good wrestler, you know. Ran into some pretty good wrestlers in the tournament in his career.
Yeah.
This, you know, could be his year. He's ranked 1 right now. Maybe his year to get over the hump and go get himself a title. He's got Hess and Lamb in his bracket.
Yeah. Of course, Hess and Lamb opposite. But
right.
That'll be a good semifinal there between Lamb and Hess. And assuming they wrestle to seed.
Right.
Like I said, not to take anything away from any other kid there in the bracket, but just wrestling to seed, like I said, that'll be a good semi. And then, like I said, should make for a good final there with Jones and whoever comes away out
of that. Yeah, whoever comes out of that. So I think there's 2 really good matches there. Predicting all 3 of those kids to be on the podium, so you know they're good wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tough weight class. That's a really tough weight class.
Yeah, that's a tough weight class for regions.
It's not the toughest in this region. We'll get to that soon.
We'll get to that here in a little bit.
And I really like the next one, because the next one at 126 is interesting, because you got Harris and Lundy there. Harris is 2, Lundy's 5. But Lundy, ranked in the state, he's the 3 seed.
Yeah, 3 seed there, whereas you get Hunter Spitznagel, unranked,
as unranked,
the 2 seed.
As the 2 seed, right. Now, what do we know exactly what their criteria was? No, but I'd have to imagine it's along the line of state qualifiers, or state champs, state placer, etc., like the rest of the regions are. Maybe there's a head-to-head there that we missed.
That very well could be the case.
And that's how he got the seed ahead of him. So that could be a really interesting shakeup to see who's going to make it there. And then 32 and 38 are super, super interesting, because each of those have 2 ranked kids in each.
Yeah.
Hamilton is the 3 in the state at 132, and Beasel is the 6. But they are the 2 and 3 seed.
Yep, you get Peyton Neely. From Cameron there as the 1 seed.
As the undefeated 1 seed, I believe. I think he's undefeated this year. So he's looking to shake that up real quick. He understands they're just numbers. He just wants to go out there and wrestle. Mm-hmm. But it's cool to see, you know, pretty highly ranked. Again, 2 podium predictions here in the semis of your region. And 138 is the same way. Now, here's one of the first moves. All year, people have been asking, where's Boyers? Where's Boyers? Where's Boyers? And then he shows up.
Yeah.
And a little bit late to the party, but he shows up. Then he's at 32. He's at 38. He's at 32. He's at 38.
Where's he going? Where's he going? What's he going to do?
Well, they posted seeds early, and we now know.
Yep. Boyers at 138 going to be looking to win another regional title and then go out and hopefully win a four-state title.
It's going to be tough. There's some 138s out there across the state that are pretty legit. And we'll be talking about one of those pretty legit ones coming up very soon. But that Boyers and Armstead matchup, also a semi. And that's assuming Armstead gets past the four because he's the five seed.
Yeah.
So we got a kid ranked in the state at eight. He's five in his region.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's weird year.
Yeah, just one. I mean, that's COVID for you. I mean, that's
weird year, right? So
that's a COVID wrestling season for you. It is what it is. You know, like I said, there's a criteria they abide by, and they obviously agreed to, or tentatively agreed to. So,
like, is he too high in the state or is he too low in the region?
Yeah,
that's the question. We're gonna find out soon.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out real soon. Looking through, I really like the 145 matchup too. Hauser and Kuhn, 2 versus 3. Hauser, obviously, former state finalist. Got himself a real nice little career going here, looking to get high on that podium one more time. And Kuhn, I mean, I feel like I've heard that name for about 10 years. North Marion, it seems like there's always a Kuhn there, and all of them are good.
Yeah.
And it might be the same kid. I don't know.
Like I said, they have that like red shirt syndrome. It seems like, you know, you just hear guys, it's like, man, he's been there forever. There's a couple guys, even back to when I was in school, I'm like, man, how long is this guy going to be in high
school? How long has he been wrestling? Yeah, but it's just because you hear him from middle school.
Well, and there's a lot of siblings that wrestle, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the close eight.
You just hear the name.
You hear the name, and it just keeps carrying on, so that helps out with that.
Right, but that's another tremendous, like, hey, kudos Region 1 fans that get to go to this. You're going to see some tremendous matchups.
Oh, there'll be some great matches.
Yeah, 152 has four kids ranked in the top eight in their bracket. 3 Clark, 6 Winfrey, 7 Smith, and 8 Cruzel. All of them are going to be battling out.
And they're spread 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, they're
by seed, you know.
By seed,
they're spread out there.
And that's one of the first ones we've actually talked about that kind of hit with the state rankings.
Yeah.
You know, 1 through 4 are the four guys ranked.
They fell according to everything there. So.
Yeah, but who knows? It's a tough region. We've already addressed that. Then we get some – I feel like – I say we watched the kid wrestle here at 170. Of course, Thompson's won. Heinrich is 6. I'm sorry. I skipped to 170. My bad. 160, my bad. We'll be right there, the other Thompson. 3 Thompson, 4 Huffman. Yeah. That's another one that's got four kids in. But Manzo there, ranked 8th in the state. Interesting. He's going to get the 1 seed in the quarters.
Yeah, in the quarterfinals there. Yeah.
He got an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Now, it's just one of those things. I wonder if he just wrestled Roach, Huffman, and Thompson already, and it kind of hurt his win-loss record, and he had no real criteria, and then they just went to record.
Yeah.
Because if he wrestled those three, they're tough outs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it's just, I mean, this is crazy. The way the seeds are versus the state rankings.
Like I said, just one of those things. And, you know,
it gives us something to talk about.
Definitely something to talk about. Interesting talking points. And kind of, it'll be interesting to see how things play out compared, you know, seeds to regional results and vice versa. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we'll see how well those state rankings were. I know they'll be redone after this weekend, but still interesting.
It'll be interesting to see how accurate or not.
Right. Well, there's most of these I do agree with, though. As far as top 4, 5, 6, you know, you see those kids a lot. Like going to 170, now the other Thompson, this is the one I was trying to jump to too early. that's another tough weight class, and Heinrich is a 6. Barone, as I believe how they said we pronounce this. We were saying boron on air back in the day. Barone. It's spelled like boron.
Yeah.
So I assumed it was like the element. But that kid, 7 in the state, I think that we watched him and we talked about it during the duel with Point Pleasant on air. Like, this kid's a solid wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a grinder. He's a tough kid. I feel like he can make some real noise in this bracket. And then Scott, ranked 8th. And their seeds were pretty close, were they not?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so they were close. But I think 170 is another really tough weight class at this region. But the creme de la creme.
Yep, 182 pounds.
182.
Got an interesting scenario that could play out here.
It's going to play out.
Yeah, there is no could. There is. It's just a who is going to be the odd man out.
Who's odd man out there?
Situation. So
there are 5 182s ranked from Region 1.
Yep.
in the top eight. That means somebody's got to stay at home.
Somebody's not making it to Huntington, unfortunately.
And, so, and they're also tight. I mean, you got 3, 4, 5 in there, all ranked together.
Right, one by side each other.
So. Yeah, you got one Bush, 3 Ruggleman, 4 Daniels, 5 Anderson, and 8 West.
Yep.
So we're talking about a loaded weight class. And we've seen this play out before, too, where getting out of the region was actually harder than placing the States.
Yeah, I've seen it many times, especially, I mean, we're familiar with Region 4. Double A back in the day,
yeah.
So, you know, with Point, Calhoun, Clay, some of those guys. I mean, we saw it happen multiple times,
especially lower weight classes where the Fishers and Cottrells were.
Yeah, over the course of many years. I mean, we had a guy that was a state champion the next year, not even placing in the top four in the region.
Didn't even get out.
Didn't get out. But that weight class, like I said,
loaded.
It was a creme de la creme. That
kind of like this one.
Yeah, kind of like this one.
Yeah, 182. Like again. This is going to be a fun region. I'm really looking forward to these results. 195, you got 3 O'Connor and 5 Davis both in there. And I'm pretty sure they are separated from each other. They're 1-2, I believe.
They're the 1-2s there. So.
Yeah, that's going to be a good matchup should they both final. Those two kids, good. I like O'Connor a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw him multiple times last year at the
seen a lot.
At the state duels. And, you know, we've got to see him this year as well. So
That's a good wrestler there. He's a tough kid. Tough kid. 220, you got 2 ranked kids, both 7 and 8. But Ogden, yep. I believe. O-G-D-E-N, if I didn't pronounce that right, let me know. He's the 6th seed, though.
Yeah, he is.
So another one of those weight classes where did the head-to-head killing? Did we miss something when we did rankings?
You just don't know.
Yeah, is he underseeded or is he overranked? He's going to decide it. I think he's going to probably wrestle well.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't see any reason. He's performed well all season, but who knows, again, what criteria got him. And then, of course, heavyweight. Number one is Brewitt. I mean, this kid's been wrestling well for the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has.
We've
got to see him at heavyweight, you know, over the last couple of years at state tournament.
Yeah, I really think.
Familiar with him.
Right. So. I feel like as far as the rankings are, the 1s, 2s, 3s, those are all really, really close. I think 4 down could be a crapshoot in most weight classes, but I agree with Brooke. Kid's a very good wrestler.
Yeah.
Big, strong, good balance. Mm-hmm. Just wrestles well. But he's in the bracket. Number 5, Campbell's in the bracket. 8, Helm is in the bracket. So every weight class you look at Region 1, AA, Single A, kudos. Kudos. Mm-hmm. It's a good bracket.
It's going to be a good one.
Good bracket.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's a good bracket. So let's switch gears. Wrap up the Region 1 conversations. Go to AAA. Again, rank this as a tie for the toughest. Okay. Team poll this time, though, kind of has Wheeling Park down the list. But when you look at seeds are telling a different story. If everybody wrestles the seeds, Wheeling Park's a pretty clear favorite.
Yeah.
And it's really not super close. But number 2, super tight race. University, Buck Up, Bridgeport. So another interesting region for sure. Again, going right back into a tough region. And a lot of the same stuff going on here with great matchups, top to bottom, really. There's only a few weight classes where we don't see a ranked wrestler against a ranked wrestler in the bracket somewhere.
Yeah.
But starts off 106, Carmen and Cook.
Yeah, Carmen and Cook's 1 and 2 seeds, the 3 and 4, respectively. And then you also have Spawn in there from Morgantown is the he's 8th, I believe.
Ranked 8 in the state,
State. So he is the
what seed is he then?
He's a 3.
Yeah, he's a 3.
Yeah, sorry, I was caught up in the bracket there, but yeah.
And not a huge bracket here. AAA is going to be a lot smaller bracket, so
yeah, 5 kids in that bracket. So, I mean,
what? 5. I think 8's going to be the max in anyone. Yeah. So it's going to be, you know, dog fights early, like first round, good matchups, kind of like the WSAZs were.
Yeah.
113, 2 Wilson, and I'm going to let you pronounce this name. I got nothing for you there.
I'm going to say Chapat.
Sounds good.
I mean, I'm no linguist, but that's my college try there.
If someone could please tell us how to pronounce that one, I'd greatly appreciate it. But they're separated from each other. Wrestled a scene, another really good final, 2 versus 4 in the state.
Yep.
120 is real interesting. Only 1 ranked kid, that's Garcia. He's number 8 in the state, but he's the 3 seed in the region.
So you got Braden Damaria there as the 1 seed. and Connor Arnett is the two seed. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. See if you know those coaches know something that that the panel of the rankings didn't know.
Or, yeah.
You know, like I said, you know, there's a certain criteria, like we said, that had to be abided by, and we'll see how it plays out there. So
see how it shakes out. Exactly right. 126, 3 Hurst and 6 Tiger and 7 Cochran are all in there. And I'm pretty sure they're all separated. We should see a Tiger Cochran semi should they wrestle to seed. No, Cargill. I'm sorry. Cargill's number 2.
Yeah, Cargill, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Cargill unranked in number 2.
Yeah, the Tiger's so the 3, Cochran.
Cochran's the 4. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see Hurst Cochran in the semis, which is a really nice semi. Yeah, and then
Tiger Cargill.
Let's see what Cargill's got, man.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little wrestling across the board there.
So. Yeah, you're the 2 seed. You got your number 6 kid in the state right there in the semis. No better way to punch your ticket.
Yep.
One of my favorite weight classes of the first preview here with the region is 132, AAA, Region 1.
Yeah, this is going to be an ad. It's going to be a good weight class. You get Hobbs as the 1 seed, ranked number 1. You get Sheelick, the 2 seed. He's 2. And then you get Luca Felix, who is the 3 seed, ranked number 4. In the state, so
yeah,
that's some top heavy guys.
Oh,
there
really top
in the
heavy
region. So
yeah, it's gonna be real nice to see that go on. The Sheelick Felix semi is just phenomenal.
Yeah. Excited to see
and then if you know Hobbs wrestles the seed, get to see the winner of that. Yeah, whoever wins that one earned it. Period.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Period.
That's a fact.
Yep. Yeah, so 138, another good one. 1, 5, and 6 are in there. 1 Parker, 5 Lucas. And 6 Cornette, respectively. More just ranked versus ranked versus ranked.
Yeah.
Like we said, Region 1 and both sides the toughest. And yeah, now you're right. Starting to see why. You're hearing the conversation. 145, not that different. 2 Pearson, 4 Roush, and 6 Pauley, yeah. All in the bracket. And this is ridiculous. This is just.
There's a lot of 2-3 matchups if they wrestle the seed that are going to be, like, they're going to be some outstanding matches. And like I said, I wish I could watch them.
State caliber type wrestling.
Yeah, state caliber matches. So.
152, got 2 ranked kids in it. 1 Mitchell, you know, kids wrestling really well. Took a loss there at the state duels.
Saw that.
In a wild match. I'd love to have actually seen that. And 5 Bakos, who's the 3 seed.
Yeah.
Actually, who is the 2 in that weight class?
Trevor Randolph from Buchanan Upshur is the 2 seed there. So
he's looking to shake things up. He's unranked, so he's looking to maybe pull the upset.
Looking to make a statement there. So get climb into the rankings and punch his ticket to the state tournament. So
160. I mean, this is just repetitive. More of the same. Ranked.
Well, you know, like some less kids and, you know,
and tough region.
And a tough region. So it's a little top end.
Yeah, you got number 3, Wellings OSHA, going against 4 Starkey in a potential showdown. I know they're separated from each other.
Yeah, they're the 1-2.
They're 1-2.
They're the 1-2 there. So.
Another potential big showdown in the finals. What we got at 170?
170, you're going to have Kimo Summers is the 1 seed, and he is ranked 3rd in the state. Hagedorn, the 2 seed, is number 2 in the state.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a potential, barn burner of a matchup. But then you also have number 5, Angel, and number 6, McCardle there, that could, you know, maybe have something to say and how things shake out. So, you know, we got to see Summers last year in AA at the state duel. So
and his big brother.
Yeah,
well,
his big brother.
Big little brother?
I think.
Is that what it is?
I think, yeah. I can't remember for sure, but I think. But
I know so, the heavyweight's a sophomore.
That's going to be, you know, like I said, if things wrestle the seed, I think Summers and Hagedorn could be an outstanding match there.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, what a weight, or what a region.
Oh yeah, we're gonna keep saying that it just holds true all the way across. So.
Now 182, 195, there's a little bit of a break in terms of being a sledgehammer of a weight class. 82, Mueller ranked number 7 and 8 Taylor, they potentially can match up with each other.
But you have, you know, in that weight class you have Preston Harmon from Morgantown as the 1 seed,
right?
And then you have Hunter Nixon from Ealing Park as the 2 seed.
So they're not even top two seeds.
Yeah, so.
But they're the top 2 highest ranks.
Top 2 highest ranked, but they're coming in.
Right, like I said, there's a little reprieve of just absolute hammer.
Nixon doesn't look like he's wrestled any this year.
That's interesting.
So that'll be interesting to see how things play out there. The Harmon looks like he's 2-1 on the year. So, you know, I'm not sure what the case is.
I saw there. Those records. I'm like, this so, is a little know, different in terms so of.
That'll be an interesting weight class.
Oh, it shakes
see
out.
Tab on that. Yeah, see what plays out there. So.
In 195, only one ranked kid in the bracket, and that's the number 7 in state, Blaney.
Chase Blaney, he's the 1 seed there at Preston. Looks like Bryce Carnes is the 2 seed. Coy Angel, who we saw at the Point Pleasant at Willing Park Duel, is the 3 seed there. So
Bigger Angel.
The Bigger Angel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see how that plays out.
Do you remember what I remember about the Angel brothers?
Nice hair.
Oh, my gosh. Nice hair. Tremendous hair.
Yeah, very nice hair.
Tremendous hair. I hope you boys didn't cut it. It was amazing flow. Now, 220, we get back to some big dogs in terms of ranked
very
in the state.
Very interesting weight class. You have Brothers, who is number 1. He's the 1 seed. Bennett, who is the 2 seed, is ranked 6 in the state.
Yep.
So, and then you have Beiser, who is the 3 seed. He's ranked number 4. And you have Bischoff at the 4 seed, ranked number 5.
Yes, so it's kind of flip-flopped there on the back end of those. Yeah. Now, Brothers, 1 is 1.
Yeah.
You know, kid's a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Big, strong kid.
Outstanding wrestler.
Big, strong kid.
Hoss cat. Good term to
He is a hoss. But, yeah, so he's looking to hold down his seed. More potential great matchups there. And finishing up the Region 1 preview here, going to 285. Now, remember last time when I went a little bit of beep, beep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to beep our horn again. If you go back and watch the AA state duels, Jake Muncy versus Summers from Bridgeport, we said on air in front of God and everybody, Summers is going to be a force. This kid is going to be a great heavyweight.
As a freshman.
So what did he do last year? He all states.
Yep.
And this year, you know, Tamron's number 1, deservingly so.
Yep.
Ranked number 2 in the state, Summers as a sophomore.
Yep.
So we knew this kid was going to be special.
Potential early state finals matchup.
Yeah.
Right here in the region, because you know by the pill they'll be separated, of course.
Assuming they finish back to back.
Assuming they finish 1-2, yeah. Assuming they finish 1-2, they'll be separated. So
as long as they're not 1-4,
yeah.
Then you know they should.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. Should be an outstanding match there.
Yeah,
so
it's exciting.
I'm excited for Region 1.
And you got Turney number 7 still in that bracket too, so he's gonna have something to say about it. But we called that. I'm just saying, Summers, keep doing what you're doing, big man.
Oh yeah, yep.
Keep making us look smart. All right, that's Region 1.
Yep,
there you go, Region 1 preview. We'll be right back here. You're gonna see a lot of episodes dropped really fast, so we're gonna knock out Regions 2, 3, and 4.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back to talk Region 2.
We'll see you guys very soon.